We're going to invite some family members and friends to make a few remarks. And the first person I'd like to invite is Anique's sister, Mary Ann. And if you'd come over here, Mary Ann, and follow me to the lectern.
Wow, I knew my sister was popular. I didn't know she was this popular. Thank you so, so much for coming. Wow. Yes, I'm Mary Ann's sister. We're 8 years apart. I called her my little sister, but I looked up to her with so much wisdom. She knew so much stuff. Anique, help me here. Give me a hand. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out today and showing your love and support for an incredible human being. Anique was a devoted mother of Benjamin, Adam, and Eric. It's funny, when I used to call her, I'm like, how are my boys? Can I talk to my boys? And I'm very sad that I live in Pennsylvania. I got married up there, and unfortunately, I was so far away from watching those boys grow up. This is not what I wrote. It just comes to you, right? And I lost my train of thought. But anyway, she was a devoted mother. She worked very hard to stay at home. That's what both the parents want, to raise her children. And I think she did an awesome job. I admired her. She was an entrepreneur. She set up her own medical transcriptioning service. She was just, I was in awe of her, and I told her every time that I could. Now back to my speech. Some of you may know Anique better than others, but you're all here because of the love for a human spirit that will never leave our hearts. Anique's enthusiasm for life, combined with her generosity and loving nature, can be used as an inspiration to all. I'd like to share a few things that occurred on Wednesday. I work for County Park System, and a ranger notified me at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. A very, very good friend of the family came down, and we drove 8 hours to my parents' house in the Outer Banks. On Wednesday, when I arrived at my parents' house, this is attesting to the fact that her spirit had not left us, and I don't think it ever, ever will. I last spoke to my sister at 10:17 a.m. on April 9th, as I heard she was recently hired for a new job to supplement her medical transcriptioning business. She was filled with joy and hopes for a very bright future. I told her how very proud I was and congratulated her over and over. She said that she was the happiest, and I haven't heard this in so long, that she had ever been in a very, very long time. We always ended the conversation with, I love you. On Wednesday, April 10th, while in the living room, the most beautiful dove landed on a deck chair in front of my parents' sliding storm door. Birds don't just come up to a window on the edge of a chair and look inside. It was a beautiful dove. I had never seen one with a little black on the end of the tail feather with white. And she kept looking at us, and immediately I cried out, there's Anique. And my mom called out, Anique, Anique. And with tears in her eyes, we reached out to her, but not enough to scare off the delicate messenger. After about 20 seconds, the dove bid us farewell. The dove, a symbol of peace, was a sure sign to know that we were not alone. We believe it represented exactly what Anique stood and strived for. Anique had recently visited my parents for Easter. That same night, on April 10th, we found a set of her earrings next to her bed that she had forgotten. Another sign that I'm convinced proves that my sister was near us and comforting us as best possible. There's no such thing as coincidence. I'm sure there'll be many other times when Anique's presence will be felt and seen by us and many of you, for her beautiful spirit is alive and well. What I think, she's really helping me here, I gotta tell you. Thank you. What I think she would say if she were here in person is for everyone to live their life to the fullest, never give up on your dreams, and have compassion for all that you do and everyone that you meet. Anique, we will always love you. May your smile always shine. Help me out again. Thank you for the time you gave us. And like I said, I looked up to my little sister as I saw her bigger than life itself. So I can't get over all the people that are here. It's wonderful for you to open your hearts to us and our family. And we're kind of a private family. I don't know if she ever mentioned that. My cousin from France, we're all French. Anique was made in America, as my mother said. I was made in France. She got one of both. And my cousin, Elisabeth, came from France late last night to be with us and representing the family in France. So it was only my sister and I and my parents in this country. And thank goodness we have three beautiful nephews that are now, you know, have been part of our family. And it's just, if you've got family, take care of them, be with them, do whatever you need to. This day and age, you have to live so far away apart, unfortunately, because of business or whatever, or jobs. But never give up on your family. Just hold them whenever you can. Hold your friends, because friends are like family, and all of you are now part of a family. I always said, we have such a small family. We don't. We have a humongous family now. So thank you very much.